Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour, you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
A very, very warm welcome to you. We are again today recording Windows into Eternity. Ascension concepts. Questions that people have wanted to ask. I am Almeen, and I will endeavor today to answer some of those questions for you. And I want to welcome you. This is one of our very first shows in a series of 13, and we are so delighted that you've joined us, because it is through you that these shows are possible. My brothers and sisters of light, the family that I've been promised will gather if we do these shows, I wish this day to begin by telling you that there has been a journey of ascension in which we all have been very active participants. But as the masses on earth have slumbered, few have recognized that we have moved out of the old places of prophecies of doom into hopeful futures and new dawns and wonderful and most enlightening new situations and birthings. It is of this journey of the earth's ascension that I wish to tell you today. I was to have someone on the show who had a family emergency at the very last moment and will not be here to be able to assist with the question and answers that will be our normal format. But today is the day that I thought I would take just you and I to discuss what has transpired since February of 2005, when the earth started to ascend in an unconditional ascension. Meaning that it started to pull everything behind it. Some survived such a journey, for they were life-enhancing enough, and others did not. So let us take a look at the epic drama that has unfolded. It is something that I haven't shared on the multiple shows that I've done, both on internet and in radio and television, with the public at large, the few masters that have worked by my side diligently to bridge realities have been aware of many of these things, but this will be the first time that I publicly recount the journey we have been in an unconditional cosmic ascension. In January of 2005, I had been going through intense purification for 3 months. My body was being purified to such an extent, light looked different. Any food I ate would send me into very deep ecstasy. Even drinking water was an experience, as I could see the waters in the sky and raining down and into the reservoir, and the water had a life of its own. It too would put me into great ecstasy. The bliss that I felt at that time had an undercurrent, though. I felt like someone that was about to give birth. Something was about to happen that would make life as I knew it never, ever be the same again, and monumentally different. On the 5th of January 2005, I had already been in God consciousness for over 5 years, in which there was no dialogue in the mind other than to relate. If someone spoke to me, I would on occasion go back into dialogue to assess at which level they could receive the answer, as an example. The first book, which is Journey, A Life of Miracles, that I wrote, was written before that time. It was written deductively from the revelations that I had received along my journey and the interactions that I'd had with the many beings and masters from the mystical realms. But on the 5th of January 2005, something changed very dramatically for me. The journey I have been on is one of a Toltec Nahual, my brothers and sisters. A Nahual does not choose that role. They are born that way. They have a double luminous egg. The bodies around each of your physical bodies, the etheric, the emotional, which you can film on an aura photography, Carillion camera, those are all bodies. And ultimately, there are a total of 7 bodies stacked like Russian dolls inside one another, producing a luminous cocoon or an egg-shaped form around each physical body. A Nahual has 2 such bodies because their lives are dedicated by prior contract with the infinite to become ones that would lead others out of illusion by leading themselves out of it first. They are also dedicated to a life of total impeccability and inner mastery, which uses what is called inner technology. I had been living this life, and then I experienced in the night of the 5th, in that January, being in front of the Mother, the infinite being, and she is the one being that expresses as many. She is all things. But because there is more feminine in existence than masculine, because life has to perpetuate itself, Mother herself is, of course, feminine. Her first creation is the Father, and they function as a unit. It was the divine, deep, blissful experience that was the first that I experienced that night. But just as suddenly as standing before the Mother and her instructing me that my calling would soon come, just as suddenly I was thrust into the realm of total illusion, the then underworld that the earth had. And I found myself begging for mercy as the density squeezed the very air from my lungs. As I slowly withdrew from it, deep, deep anguish and pain filled my soul. I longed to be back in that place of peace, yet I felt as though I had left a piece of me behind in that underworld. For we are all things, and for 5 years I had been living from an identity that spoke that I was the largest of all beings. All beings are that same size, but we are all things. We are a consciousness, each of us, superimposed over all that is, having a human experience. I had been functioning from that. So I knew, without a shadow of a doubt, that that underworld also was a place inside me, for I was a perspective as large as eternity. It was not many weeks after I had multiple insights, and I started from that point on to write all my books in perfect silence of the mind, with my hand writing automatically. I also started to speak from places of silence, no longer needing to exit it in order to relate. The only place where the egoic mind still functions is when it is an analysis tool, that which it originally was created to be. So it was not many weeks after, at the end of that January, that I found myself standing before the ascended masters of our planet. They're called the Brotherhood of White Light, though they are male and female, from all walks of life, all those who had overcome while in the flesh. They asked me simply to state my purpose on earth. I explained in a brief sentence that whether on earth or anywhere else, my entire purpose was to set every being possible free from illusion. It was at the end of January that I was called again before the Mother of all creation. The Father was not by her side. I was told at that time that it was time for the earth's ascension to begin, that the earth would become the way shower, that it was, in fact, Mother's footstool, that she would reside upon earth, and that it is from here that she would govern all of existence. Why the earth, I wondered. It is the cradle of civilization. It did not originate in the solar system, but it came from a place where it was the first planet made by the Mother, as she made a home for herself and her first creation, the Father, and populated it with every conceivable species that would one day become primary species on other planets. It was like a genetic library. I will, in minutes, explain to you how the prophecies that had been given by authors like Hertek 30 years before was in fact sidestepped in that February, for instead of ascending in a way that she had tried many times before, the earth did not move upwards whence the descension came, but in fact moved over the lip or edge of space and moved into deep space where there was no previous descension pathways. My beloved light family, it is time for us to take a short commercial break, and we will return with you shortly.
Brand new book, The Gift of the Unicorns, is now available from Al Mean. The magical book answers the question, do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the Mother of all creation. Receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns. Go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
Well, folks, to continue, in this grand and epic adventure that we have been on, while many did not even know here upon Earth, the rest of the cosmos has been profoundly affected, for they have been very aware of every step of the way. It was at the beginning of creation that there were six portions that the Mother did not understand about her own being, that was being mirrored back to her by her creations. Was that truly her, or was it not? For the creations had been given freedom of choice in multiple aspects of their life. So it was with some consternation that Mother watched certain confusing elements, and she did not know which of those portions were her own. Six beings embodied these portions that were illusion or unknown parts of Mother's being. But in fact, even as she solved it, they refused to relinquish that role, even though it was no longer necessary, and continued to play the role of illusion. They had done everything in their power to make sure that the earth could not ascend, knowing that it was that fulcrum point upon which the vast bridge, if you will, of the cosmos would pivot. So multiple blockages have been placed on the route that the earth would take, and it would have cost a great deal of life and caused a loss of consciousness, as we encountered them, preventing us from properly ascending. But it was at that time that Mother instructed me. She said that I was to become with the masters that would be called to gather to my classes, and they would know in their hearts when they would come. She said that while other teachers would gather more and more students, I was to hasten and produce more and more masters, for ascended masters on earth, and even those that would move eventually beyond into the God kingdoms, was imperative. For if the earth in its physicality was to become the way shower, it had to have representation within physicality of all kingdoms, including the God kingdom, including the ascended masters. So it was at this time that Mother instructed me to open a gate. For the earth is at the densest levels, meaning that she is at the edge of space, where the membrane separates formed life from the unformed. Mother instructed that large wheels be constructed by me with the assistance of those who would be drawn to the classes, and that thousands of sigils and symbols, sigil being a very ancient form of writing that is a little roadmap of sort, and we describe this carefully in our various books, but that they would represent the hierarchy in terms of the complexity of expression of different kingdoms. They had to be on exact rings of the wheels. They had to occupy exact positions on the wheels, each different kingdom. And these massive wheels, seen by Ezekiel, the Old Testament prophet, as wheels within wheels, became the way of our ascension as thousands of angels. We worked for weeks calling their names and writing down their sigils and the sigils of their functions as well as their functions themselves. These angels would form a large ring and would open the membrane, and the earth would pass through. When that happened, my brothers and sisters, a most extraordinary event occurred. We had streams of UFOs coming above my sacred home where this took place. And we were able to actually communicate with one of the ships above the house. And they said, "We came immediately. We have not had nourishment. We've been traveling for days. We came. We do not want to fall over the edge of space." There was great consternation amongst the Star Brothers, for they could see that the earth was moving through the membrane that contained space, or the cosmos of formed life, and that it was pulling everything behind it. It is for this reason that multiple of the Star Brothers that have been traveling through space and time have, for a long time prior to that, tampered severely with the major light workers on Earth in abductions and various other hostile actions, because they saw themselves getting pulled into oblivion. The oblivion was that as this cosmic ascension continued, and it went layer by layer with multiple gates being opened for us to move through, and as they did not take opportunity of the higher consciousness that this represented for all life to become more life enhancing, they ceased to exist. Every gate we moved upwards and upwards, pulling the all creation behind us, more and more of the non-life enhancing races perished. Mother gave all races feeling bodies, because multiple races had none, for they were created by the imposter gods and goddesses. There were two goddesses, four gods that represented the six perpetrators, if you will, that were representing illusion and then refused to change their roles. So they had created on their own miscreations with only electrical bodies, not magnetic, love-filled bodies, and no ability to feel. Mother had corrected it. She had warned them, use your feelings or perish. But they would not change. She gave them every chance. And so multiple races were pulled into oblivion as we moved upwards. The reason why we had been so tampered with as a race by these outside beings. We continued to move up for most of 2005. My work consisted of these vast wheels that needed to be constructed. Many of my students left. Mother told me that she was not interested in having me have the many, but the few who could feel the ring of truth of the work in their hearts. As the wheels got so complex and the ceremonies or the task of opening these gates became so lengthy and complex that it felt as though I could hardly continue. Day and night was I working on constructing these wheels. The rooms in my house could no longer hold them in size, although they were just a proxy for what was being done in the actual membrane of space. But as we got to its most complex and the last one that I did, I had to lie on that wheel for 18 hours with only one 10-minute break on the hard floor where we had cleared everything and placed the wheel and speak thousands and thousands and thousands of names. Angels had to move through me. They would not move through until I fully understood how their purposes and functions interrelated with the ones that went before and the ones that came after. This was done, and then total simplicity. Something new was birthed, and life changed. And the way we then started to ascend was to simply have the goddesses from other realms enter us. Let me explain what I mean. A most glorious occurrence happened in a temple called the Halls of Amenti, A-M-E-N-T-I. And the Halls of Amenti, built by the mother, according to the history given to me, and we have written this down in the second half of The Gift of the Unicorns. The Gift of the Unicorns had the second half dictated to me, and I took it down verbatim, of the history of the cycles of the earth, where she came from, humanity, the epic journey of descension and ascension. They were designated to keep this history for the mother and by the mother, and finally released it to us, and it became part of the book, The Gift of the Unicorns. In that book, they described a time when the earth was repelled out of her original star system of Kolob, and that she tore the membrane of the cosmos in her anguish, and she spilled through, and so did all of life, haphazardly spill through behind her. This is what happens when there is not an orderly opening of membranes during ascension. But an event happened in 2005 in the Halls of Amenti, in which the physical mother, the denser mother, which is the real and more complete mother, had a joining with her feminine externalized aspects of the mother creator goddess. And they joined her in the Halls of Amenti in front of a most illustrious audience that had waited for days outside the shield around the earth to be let in during a few minutes to be there. We had the solar gods of the many solar suns that we would have passed through. through had we ascended upwardly. We had many star systems, galaxy, gods and goddesses. We had the lords of light of our earth, the planetary god of our earth. And so they gathered together to see the crowning of Mother on earth and the joining of some of her higher aspects with her. I have described this event fully in my book, Secrets of the Hidden Realms, for I was permitted to be there as the gate turner, and I had a group that was in my class there that held open the space for me to go through as I recounted to them detail by detail as it took place. My brothers and sisters, eventually these higher aspects that held open spaces would simply come into Mother, and that space would enter us. And thus we would ascend into the higher level where they had kept that space open. A more effortless way of ascension had begun. But it is time for a commercial break, and I will be back right after this.
Almine continues the exploration begun in her previous books, A Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God, probing further into the nature and meaning of existence. Secrets of the Hidden Realms introduces the readers to the goddess mysteries as they apply not only to individual human lives, but to the cycles of the cosmos. From this background in the intangible functions of being, Almine is led into the dimensions of non-humans, interacting with creatures previously known only in myth and folklore, the inner relationships of fairies, dragons, gnomes, unicorns, and other elementals, and their influence on humankind is explained. Vivid accounts of encounters with these beings and others existing as expressions of the widely divergent vibrations illustrate the essential unity of all creation. Journeying from these subtle realms, the reader is shown the ultimate expression of humanity, evolution into God being. Secret of the Hidden Realms can be obtained from Almine, along with her other books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
Thank you for joining us again, and we are delighted to have you on our show, which is Windows into Eternity. We are talking today about the cosmic ascension led by the Earth that began in 2005. And for the first time, I am recounting that which I experienced as my part in this journey and the part of the great masters that have worked by my side. 2005 saw humanity ascend upwards through the Earth's levels. At the highest level, which is the 12th body, if you will, or the 12th dimension of the Earth, the dragons were. In ancient times and during previous attempts at ascension, half of our fairy realms, who are the little ones that take care of nature, had been stolen and held captive in the underworld. One of the very first tasks that had to be done was the joining together again of the fairy realms. The elves, too, had been stolen. And some months later, they asked permission to also be set free, and Mother, of course, did that. And then they were joined at a higher level than they had previously lived, which was a little bit below the fairy levels. They actually joined with the fairy realms. The seven lords of light of that time were increased to nine lords. That was part of the historic events of 2005. The lords had been Untanas, Cuertas, Chieto, Guayana, Huerto, Sembita, Ardo. They were joined by Lord Aravitas and Utakion. And it then was that there were nine levels of light on Earth. After we had come into the levels in which the dragons had their world and kept themselves hidden with their magic very, very carefully from man. And incidentally, pieces of their story and their interaction with humanity is told by the history keepers in The Gift of the Unicorns. We also give languages of these kingdoms. My interaction with them, as I work at least 6 hours a day in other realms on Mother's behalf, it has become not possible to do all of them, but I have attempted to keep as many of their languages, both written and spoken, to share with light seekers everywhere. Because we have lived so very myopically, seeing only the little spot on which we stand, when all of the cosmos around us is teeming with life, with kingdoms, with beings who want to befriend us. And so we have given you the languages to be able to do that. We have also, in many books, included names. For the angel names that we had used up until 2005 became obsolete. Angels were withdrawn back into the ocean of consciousness and emerged at higher levels with new personalities, new names, and new functions. For the old frequencies that they embodied had become obsolete. There are thousands of names that I have worked with, my brothers and sisters of light, but I have attempted to salvage and save as many of those as I can, and you usually find them as an appendix in the back of the books with their functions, so that if you need their assistances, you can certainly call. It is in the latter part of 2005, I had already been hurried by Mother into the stage of immortality. I was in a little hotel room without a window in Toronto. And Thoth, who later proved to be very, very villainous, but at that time still played the role of good guy in order to deceive as much as he could. Thoth was present when this happened. Mother had told me it would happen at a specific hour, and he had come to the room to be there to watch. But my body had an electrical lightning flash go through from head to toe, and a feeling of popping in the cells like popcorn, and a momentary pain in the bones, specifically in my chest, and it was the result of and the exploding mental fields of the body. How the fields transfigure as you move through the stages of ascension, I have given very carefully with illustrations, both, although we describe those stages in Journey to the Heart of God, we speak of them more in Secrets of the Hidden Realms, and it's very complete there, but also we have given them in the Ring of Truth, all the way into the God kingdoms. What happens to the fields around your bodies? To the assemblage point, for those of you that are aware of this tennis ball size light that is on the outer edge of your luminous egg and determines your reality. What happens to that as these fields transfigure? We've carefully mapped this progression out for you. But my brothers and sisters, I went into my immortality at the end of February, on the Thursday, last Thursday of that February, in that little hotel room in Toronto. And what occurred subsequently is that Mother said, you have to take a week and do absolutely nothing. As much as I had worked, this was very amazing to me. Because I was working virtually day and night to get the momentum for the ascension the way that she wanted it to be. Because it is in the flesh where the keys have to be turned, my brothers and sisters. This is the densest level. It is from here that it's had to be lifted up. So I had to go into eternal time. It's different than meditation. transfiguration. And even though the fields are transfigured, it catches up in the body only when one is in eternal time. When you simply sit, there's no phones, there's no television, and you observe the shadows, and you observe the thoughts as they come and they go, you don't engage them. You sit the way a child would when you put him in his playpen for the first time in the back garden, and he observes the birds and the butterflies and the sunlight playing through the leaves. After 1 week of incredibly, incredibly deep bliss, I was in eternal time, and my body was fully immortal. And it is at that time that Mother sent me into the sun, which is called by the ancient writings of Egypt, the realms of Arulu. I was given a key, and the door there had to be opened. I had to pass two dark lords on the way. I give full details of this in Secrets of the Hidden Realms. But it is at the 13th gate that the Earth herself moved out of her position in space, and while Mother kept around it a hologram, so it appeared as though we were still exactly where we used to be. In fact, that hologram is still in place. That hologram assured mankind that all was well, so that fear would not lower the consciousness. Mother created it so we would not see that we moved through the sun. All populations in our solar system, when they ascend, have moved closer and closer to the sun from planet to planet, eventually ascending through the realms of Arulu, where great masters sit. In fact, there were also great dragon masters there. The names of those are given in that book as well. They move through, but never before has a planet ascended and moved through the sun. After that, we encountered a realm that was called the realm of the light babies. Little tiny filaments of light. And since then, they have grown into these little embryonic beings that float in pink bubbles. They often are around my students when they are in my classes I hold here in my home. And they see them and communicate with them. They are called the Glanish Viva. The Glanish Viva. And the Glanish Viva, or the embryonic beings, are what they've become. But then we encountered them as little filaments of light. Beyond that, two levels beyond that, we encountered the only 9 ascended masters that had actually managed to make it from ascended mastery into the God Kingdom. It was Christ, Krishna, Buddha, Sanat Kumara, it was Kuan Yin, Mother Mary, and Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, and then 2 immortal female masters from the Taoist traditions. I don't know their names. But we went through their levels. We gained them. They started to live among us on Earth, even though they chose to remain in higher frequencies. And at that point, we moved beyond. My brothers and sisters, let us go to 2006, because we have been the way shower, pulling all of creation behind us. In 2006, after incredible hardship placed on humanity, on myself, on the masters that worked by my side, by those perpetrators who had left higher and higher aspects of themselves along the path of descension, to stop us if we would go higher. They had now moved across, and they were able to cause us a great deal of grief, shall I say. Most of 2006 was spent writing in the Book of Life. The Book of Life is mentioned in the New Testament, and I was in a meeting with a class when we got the instruction from Mother that we had to stay up and for 6 hours write our highest wisdom that had been accumulated over this ascension journey into the Book of Life. The Book of Life is an etheric book, but whatever is written in it becomes the laws of life. It becomes that which shapes and is reality. It was for much of 2006 that Mother wrote into the Book of Life, and I always had to speak the words in her language, and it had to come at a time to wrap things up. For abruptly, in August of 2006, she had determined exactly, through the aggravated behavior of those perpetrators, what she was and what she was not, and she was not that. And just as suddenly, the polarity in the cosmos changed. Light and frequency no longer attracted light and frequency, but they attracted opposites. Previously, if we had sent to others love and light, they would just have repelled it, because light and frequency-based healing modalities didn't work either prior to August of 2006. Because love and light were repelled by opposites. Diseased light or distorted light that caused disease repelled healing light of perfection. But suddenly, I was in Ireland, gathered with a very sacred order there, which is the order of the White Rose. They are all immortal masters, and they are guardians of most sacred knowledge, which is the libraries of Isis, which I have been given permission to translate, and the first book has been completed on that. I was with them when the poles reversed, and in an instant, the healing modalities of healers that had worked with specific symbols and things that worked with drawing from energy sources became obsolete. And so Mother disconnected those symbols and gave us a tremendous gift. She gave us the gift of the healing of the heart. Its name is called Belvaspata. It is a healing modality, and you spell it B-E-L, V for Victor, A-S-P-A-T-A. And there is a Belvaspata website that some of the masters in my classes have established, and you can certainly read about it there. There is self-initiation available, and you can find it in the Ring of Truth. So she gave us that as the most potent healing modality on earth. And she gave it freely. I have given it freely. You may certainly charge for it, because as you can see when you read on the website, whatever you do, you leave the cosmos in your debt when you practice Belvaspata. That was a tremendous gift to humankind. Then there was a chance that Mother's palace and city, called the New Jerusalem in Revelations, could become physical on the 1st of December. And it was countdown time. But what was not foreseen is that there was still perpetrators left, and it was not desirable that it do so at that time, until they were entirely removed in 2007. I will share with you what happened later that year and in 2007. But right now, there's a little beep in my ear, and that means it's commercial time. Please stay with us.
A Life in Miracles is a deeply inspiring and motivational book in its content. It is unique in its field in making man's relationship as the microcosm to the macrocosm understandable to both beginning and advanced readers. It's a detailed guide to living a joyous and balanced life and provides a carefully laid out map to achieving the magnificent destiny that beckons at the apex of human experience, that of ascension. If you're ready to ascend to a higher consciousness, begin each day with A Life of Miracles or any other books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or her magazine by contacting Al Mean at www. spiritualjourneys.com.
Thank you very much for joining us again. And I wish now to continue the story of, and indeed it is no story, it is the greatest truth ever told, the story of the ascension of the planet Earth and Wayshower to the cosmos. It was in August that Mother instructed me to write the book, The Ring of Truth, and to tell lightworkers there very, very specifically what has changed when the polarity changed. For lives forever would be altered. No longer do we pull in opposite matter and energy, those in our environment that are not like us. But now we pull in those that are like us, and we needed to change the patterns of our life. Mother gave me instructions to finish and have it in the printer's hands on December 1st, when a possibility would exist that her palace would become physical, the New Jerusalem, where she and the Father would rule from. But even as I worked very diligently explaining how even basic concepts like faith or compassion, the very purpose of life, had completely altered since all illusion had been solved, I was contacted by a group of fairies. And when I asked Mother if this was meant to be, she said, absolutely. But they offered to open their world to me, and I could gather masters around me, which there were 9 other masters with me when this occurred, on the 13th of November for 1 week. During that week, what would occur is that I would be permitted to go through their homes, through their world. They would allow us to photograph interdimensionally. They would allow us to get their sacred magic and their languages. Incorruptible and pristine white magic. I worked through the night, day and night, for the week. So did the masters with me. Very little sleep was had by any of us. And at the end of it, we produced the book, Arupa Sirina, Book of Fairy Magic. Multiple groups of fairies from other planets came in to give their magic. We were able to photograph them. The color photographs is in that book, Aruba Sirina. And it was a magnificent event. But it, of course, came in the middle of my trying to get the other book ready also. And both books had to be ready by the 1st of December. Why the 1st of December? It was a time when the New Jerusalem was so close that we could see it. It was 40 feet above the ground. It extended as far as the eye could see. All you could see was its foundation, made of gold. But we never could get it physical. And there were moments when physicality was almost breached, and everything spun into a vortex and a tunnel around us. And at the last moment, Mother stopped it. Beloved ones, it was not until the end or middle of June of 2007 that every single solitary cosmic space was cleared of any dark lord, any being of malignancy, any being of illusion, any patterns, any pockets. The purpose of life had become not one of suffering, which meant that we turn the unknown into the known through our experiences, and that we grew through opposition. No. The new purpose of life became to live as fully as we could all that Mother was. She gave us exquisite frequencies, removing anger, pain, protectiveness, and fear as any form of reality, removing the reality of disease as the disease of the cosmos itself was removed, for the perpetrators were gone. But it is only then that she brought back, and that has been the thrust of the work that I have been doing with the Masters in 2007. Mother decreed that white magic yet again needs to be restored amongst man. She said that it was our birthright, that it had been stolen by us, but from us by the perpetrators who knew that humanity as the microcosm of the macrocosm would be the way showers home, that the first would become last and the last would become first. And so they stole our white magic. And for eons, all bodies of magic, even that which has become benign or used for good, originated from these dark lords' magic, which imposes its will on the environment. The white magic that Mother restores is incorruptible, in that if it does not serve the highest good, it will not occur. It cannot occur. The first magic to be restored was the beautiful, childlike, innocent magic of the fairies. If you read the Aripa Firina book, do not underestimate it. Feel the power of it with your heart. I have written it in their childlike form, but it is powerful indeed. Then in Ireland, I met with the Order of the White Rose. And in the year 2008, they have opened up their meetings. And if you hear my voice at this time and know that in your heart you need to be at one of these, we call them workshops, but they are far from anything that can be equated with a workshop. In Ireland, with the Masters of the White Rose, you can contact them. They might have a place for you to stay, which will cut down on hotel bills. But they have opened their meetings to those who know that they should be there. They came through a tunnel, the Core 22 members. That's a time tunnel that went between Egypt and Ireland at Clonmacnoise in Ireland. On the 28th of January 2006, they came through that tunnel, having memories implanted and those around them as though they were family members and had been born. And on the 29th, Isis herself closed that tunnel. I was permitted during most of 2007 to translate one set of gold records from the infinite number of records in the library of Isis, and a small portion of the green one that remains. The full Order of the White Rose is functioning again, guarding the feminine pole of white magic among man on the land of Ireland. And in September of 2007, the Sacred Order of the White Dove, which guards the masculine order, masculine pole of magic amongst man, incorruptible and a gift from the Father, Mother's pure and holy first creation. And it is later in 2007 that the Kundalini magic, for when the left and the right brain, the dove and the rose function together, the sacred fire of the Kundalini, the serpent, is born, the place of true power. The serpent magic was born amongst the East European members of the Toronto Masters. You can see that this is a most magnificent year for all humankind. It is a year in which man's empowerment has finally come. We are in a state, beloved ones, that is day by day growing and evolving us into a superhuman, and this is Mother's term, not mine. I wish to speak now in her very ancient language, which is one of her languages that I speak that preceded the fall. Ihyahka atechne, ishviahka mauneshve esta, ispikyukuchneve esheh, servikyukuchneve esheh, kime ette ma uhunnu kieve shitte. Espiya kana shirte. Surpite mi uknu ushukye sasana ma ushutu. Mi pihi kiana akaba ukyok sehne me eshete. Bina aknach vasta ubi. I call now to my children. The time of the harvest is here. Lift up your heads and sing. My children need no longer suffer. For your day has come. That's not an accurate translation. Your moment has come. It is you upon whose backs the cosmos has pivoted. It is for you that I give my gifts firstly, and then it shall spread to all life. For changes have already begun in your bodies. Changes that will metamorphose the species. I give you, my children, my gratitude and my love. Let your path lead through your heart. Beloved ones, our time is at an end. It is with gratitude that I have shared this hour with you. Thank you so very much for joining us.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Al Mean. Please join us again next week.